This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Browns take on the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Sunday. Going to talk about the game and what the Browns intend to do with Deshaun Watson. Mary Kay Cabot joins us as she does every Thursday at 8:20 for on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She is from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. If Deshaun Watson continues to play like this, how much longer is this going to go?
Well, I think the thing right now with Deshaun Watson that they have to figure out, okay, if this season is going to be over, what you still need to determine is what is the future for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? And you might have to find that out by continuing to play him and seeing exactly what he is and what he can do so you can make smart and wise decisions for your future. What they have to do right now is help him become a functional quarterback. And he was that in the Raiders game. He was a functional quarterback that you can win games with. And that's what they have to find out. Can he be that or is he not that anymore? And so you have to continue to gather your data and figure these things out. And you might have to try some different things to try to wake that up or inspire him. Maybe you have to try some kind of a different scheme. Maybe you have to try some different personnel. But what you need to know is he finished? Is he done? And if you bench him right now, you are basically saying he is done. We cannot win any games with him. He is dysfunctional or non-functional. We cannot get the job done with him. And I don't think they're at that point yet. I also don't think they're at the point where they think that they have a better alternative right now that would fix this problem. It is a systemic problem. Maybe if they can fix some of the things around him, they can see, and none of us know yet if it'll work, but they can see if Deshaun Watson can be more functional than he has been to this point. So I think these are some of the things that they have to think about.
Do you believe that he can be fixed, Deshaun Watson?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but I do think that they need to find out if they can do certain things around him to get more out of him. And I don't know the answer to that, and I don't think that they do either. I think if they thought that the answer to the season's problems were to bench him and put Jameis or Dorian in there, I think they would be doing that right now. And maybe they're to the point where at some point they will do that. But right now in this moment, I don't think that Kevin Stefanski believes that Jameis or Dorian would be the answer, would give them a better chance to win a football game. And that's how he makes his decisions. Now, you're going to get to a certain point in the season where that's not how you make your decisions. When you know you're out of it, then you make your decisions based on other things. But right now, I still believe that they are making their decisions based on who do they think can go out there and help them win a football game.
Yeah, but when we're talking about, well, they got to try this, that, and the other, it's starting to sound like 2021, where I thought that they were a team that was figuring out whether or not they wanted to pay their quarterback, who was playing injured, a $300 million contract or whatever it was going to be. And I feel that it's really quickly turning into this, and I might feel it already. Are we trying to win football games? Or are we trying to salvage whatever we can with this quarterback who's just not playing well right now?
Well, what did you think after the Raiders game? Did you think that he was somewhat functional in the Raiders game? Because I watched that game, I watched it over, and I felt that he was functional and actually made some decent plays in that game and looked better than he had in many other games that I've seen him play there. And I thought that gave them a little bit of hope. So what if they can get that guy back? What if they can find ways to see if Deshaun Watson can play, let's just say, decent football for now, not great football, but let's say Raiders football. If they can get him to that point, then maybe you have something to work with. Maybe you have something to build on. If you say right now, one game after that, one bad game after a good game, that he's absolutely 100% finished, you're making a big, big decision there, because that's something that you have to be sure about if you're going to give up on your $230 million three first-round quarterback right now.
Okay, I agreed with you after the Las Vegas game. I said that if he continues to play like this and they continue to lose, I ain't going to blame him. He is not going to be replacement level if he plays the way he did against the Raiders. Problem is, got cussed out by listeners over that. So it's not a good situation, because, again, they're 1-4. Fans want to win, and they want him to play still much better than what he's been playing. I think a lot of people, it's been 2.5 years, they're running out of patience.
And I totally understand that. I really do. But as an organization, to make that decision right now in this moment in time that he is absolutely finished and done, and that you're done with him and it's time to move on from him as your quarterback, and that there is no future for him and there is no hope for him whatsoever, I don't know if they're at that point, and I don't know if they should be at that point right at this moment. If you thought that you could get a Joe Flacco-like rush and burst from this football team by putting someone else in and that you could save the season, then I think you would probably go ahead and do that. And I think if they thought they had that available to them, that they probably would be doing that. I think that they're looking at it and thinking, if they can get, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think they're thinking, if they can get functional Raiders type football out of Deshaun, and if everybody else around him elevates their level of play a little bit as well, and if they change some things up from a schematic standpoint to try to make him look a little bit better, let's say prop him up, call it whatever you want to. But if they can get a little bit more out of him, then they can continue trying to figure out if they have to move on from him or if they can get something out of him anymore.
Well, Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. The flip side of that, when we talk about the risk in just continuing down this path, is that the fan, the chorus of boos, the fans, the resentment, the fact that I keep hearing from our listeners and buddies of mine that are season ticket holders that this is the most unlikable Browns team they can remember. They have no connection, to this team outside of Nick Chubb and maybe Myles Garrett. They're so down on this team and the players that played the game. I mean, Rodney McLeod was in here on Tuesday, and we're talking body language and how to maintain a locker room that actually has belief. If they continue with Watson and he's playing like this, they're going to lose that belief.
Okay, but what if you continue with Watson and he plays Raider-type football in Philadelphia against, like, the 27th defense in the NFL? What if it looks better? What if everybody around him plays a little better? Now, I don't think it's going to be easy, because they have an amazing interior defensive line, and they are going to come after whoever you have in there. If Ethan Posick's not playing and Zach Zinter and Nick Harris are in there, that's going to be a long afternoon on the interior, and it's going to be hard to get the job done. But if you can somehow play good football and protect the quarterback to the best of your ability and get something out of him and maybe even get a victory, which, again, I know that's not going to be easy, but if you can get a victory, it changes things. It's week to week in the NFL. And if you can get a victory, it changes the climate. Okay. I mean, if, let's just say, for instance, they throw that touchdown pass on 4th and 3 from the 9 against the Raiders, and that's a victory. Or the 82-yard pass isn't called back, and that's a victory. One victory can change the vibe, the climate, everything. Why not? I think you'll have to find out, what does this quarterback have left in him? Does he have anything left in him? We don't know. We saw some sparks versus the Raiders. What if there's a little bit more of that? And what if they can call it a little bit differently? What if some of the receivers hang on a little bit differently? What if everybody blocks a little bit better? What if Deshaun sees things better? What if they can make it look more functional than it did last week in Washington, which was horrible? I mean, we can all agree that was horrible. But I don't know if it was to the point where you can say, we're done with this guy and we have to go in a complete other direction right now.
Mary Kay bringing it strong here on a Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. We had Ross Tucker on the afternoon show yesterday with Nick and Jonathan, and he said that he still thinks Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, that combination is a top 10 GM and coach combo in the NFL. So what can we do to make sure that they keep their jobs if we feel that strongly about them? Because as we know, when things go off the rail in Cleveland, Jimmy Haslam makes changes.
Well, it's going to be tough. I'm not saying it's going to be tough for them to keep their jobs, but it's going to be tough to get this thing turned around if you have to give up on Deshaun Watson and figure out your quarterback situation, because, of course, you are saddled with the enormous salary, that huge amount of money that you have to deal with and impacts your entire roster. So they will have the challenge of a lifetime to try to figure out how to overcome that. They would have to catch lightning in a bottle and find some low-budget quarterback that could come in and save them and get this thing turned around. And they're out there. I mean, it happens for other people. Other teams find the Brock Purdy's of the world and, you know, and quarterbacks that can come in and win football games for you. So they would have to do that if they get to the point where they understand and they know and they realize that it's absolutely time to move on from Deshaun Watson. But you have to be sure. You have to make sure that it's not because, okay, he's coming off of shoulder surgery and we tried to put in a new scheme and we just didn't really necessarily have a handle on what that was going to look like. Or our offensive line was very challenged at the tackle positions this year. Or our receiving corps took a little while to get involved. There are so many. We didn't have Nick Chubb, whatever. I think they need to know all of those things before they are ready to make this very monumental decision.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Kevin Stefanski, will he ever reach a point where he gives up play calling this year?
You know, I think more so than anything, maybe he'll make it more collaborative, and I think he was almost trying to say that this week, that maybe there will be a little bit more collaboration on that. Certainly, what they need to do is figure out a scheme that's going to help Deshaun Watson function better than he is right now. And if that's going to be the Ken Dorsey stuff, then maybe you let Ken have more say in it. I don't know that Kevin's going to completely turn it over, because everything is such a mess right now. You don't necessarily want to throw that hot potato into Ken Dorsey's lap, although this week I did call for him to call plays because I thought that they needed something to shake it up. If you're not going to change the quarterback, then you have to try something to show the team and yourselves and everyone that you're willing to do something somewhat drastic to jumpstart this thing. But if anything, I think those guys will probably collaborate more. But what they have to do, what they must do, is find something or some set of things that this offense can feel good about and be confident about, because there is something that I agree with Jonathan Allen about. You cannot play good football if you are not confident. And Deshaun Watson did not look like a confident quarterback in that game. And I even asked him yesterday, were you pressing? Were you trying too hard? Things fall apart when you do that. You cannot play like that. So if they can give him some things that he can feel confident in doing, and he can gain some momentum between the ears there, and feel good about himself the way that he did in the second half, let's say, in that Baltimore game when he got in the zone, then that changes things. So it's incumbent upon them this week to find those things.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Outstanding as usual. There's a lot going on right now because of this interview. We thank you very much, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.